music. This is Wyatt and Tracy.
Hi.
We're at the German festival, Lincoln Square, Chicago. Tracy's enjoying a nice pretzel.
Bavaria pretzel.
Bavaria is south of Germany. It used to be its own country, I think.
Maybe.
There's some yodelers in the background. I dig it. What do you think of the band?
It's loud.
It's definitely very loud. I hope this is coming out. You might be overwhelmed. Give us some yodeling. Do they yodeling, sir?
A lot of parents are drinking big beer signs and dancing around their kids.
Yeah, and everybody has, like, this huge 30-ounce cups of beer. And it's, like, refillable. And they're just, like, walking around in the street with them. They're, like, frosted plastic. And there's a bunch of people dancing with beer in front of the band. The band's wearing, like,
Lederhosen.
One with the yodel. They don't have their hats on. Little kids are dancing in front of the band, too, while their parents dance around with the beer. The other hand. The child is the other hand. Tracy's stuffing her mouth with the pretzel right now, so I'll do all the talking. I just wanted to share the music with you so you get an idea, but you probably can't hear as well. Maybe we should walk out. It sounds like a French song, kind of. I don't know. In case you want to dance with me.
German movies.
German movies?
The Donkey.
The Donkey.
Remember that? We'll look it up on the internet.
Yeah. I wonder if they have German restaurants here. GermanCultureCenter.com. Yeah, check that out. Danke. Danke. You don't say the E, do you? You say donkey with the E or Danke? Like Danke Shane? So, we're walking out of the tent now. I don't know if you could hear us. Maybe you could hold down Quixote for me for
yeah,
a second?
I'll put on my backpack.
Oh, that would be nice of you. So we left the tent. I don't know if you heard any of that, but we're at the German Festival in Lincoln Square, and this is the Haven of Bliss podcast.
It's Tracy and Wyatt.
Yeah, we're just enjoying a nice Friday evening. We took the Brown Line up here. It was easy to get off the L. Yeah, it was actually pretty quick. I took it right from the downtown. That's been half an hour total. And that's 4 miles, which is pretty good in Chicago. But we're going to walk down Lincoln Square. I didn't realize you could get to Lincoln Square so easily from the Brown Line.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I thought you could take a bus up and get to it. Uh-oh. Yeah, I guess you could live here.
Yeah, you could live here.
It's always a quest to find out where you could live and still live in the loop and enjoy a suburb.
Right. Oh, there's a German place, I think.
Hotter Bar.
Hotter Bar. Or maybe yeah. It's just a bar.
Yeah. Well, we're always looking for a good German restaurant because
Darnberghof
closed up. Not close to L. Closed up on us. It's this.
I think that's just a bar.
Really famous restaurant downtown for German food. All the wait staff were there for like 100 years, and then they just laid everyone off.
That was terrible.
Yeah. So I haven't actually walked around Lincoln Square before. Have you?
I think I might have been here before. I went kayaking once, and we had a brunch afterwards. I think it was here. I'll see if I find the restaurant.
Yeah, with the Moody Church.
Kitschy restaurants, yeah, for Loris's Kitschy. Birthday. Kitschy. K-I-T-S-C-H.
Oh, we got some more people over here. I don't know if this is part of it or not.
No, I think it's part of the cafe.
Oh, here we go. It's Chicago Brauhaus.
Oh, the Chicago Brauhaus. That's supposed to be a good restaurant.
Oh, yeah? More Lederhosen.
German.
Yeah, I guess they do have a lot of German places up here.
good. That's a good restaurant. We should go there. I've heard about it.
We want to eat there today?
I don't care.
We don't have to.
We have brats at home, too. We can cook ourselves.
No, that's true.
But
there's all these different kinds of brats. I didn't realize there were so many until, until I went to Germany.
What kind of meat?
It can be a mixture of things, can it?
But then it has a different name, like knockwurst or...
Yeah,
There's wurst and bratwurst
and all these things, and they're different kinds of meat stuffed into the intestine, just like all sausage.
Yummy.
But, the only kind of sausage I had or brats when I was younger was, the really strong flavored one. I didn't know
that... Johnsonville!
Yeah, the really cheap ones you get from, the superstore.
You boil them in beer.
Yeah, I guess you're supposed to boil them in beer. I didn't know that. But I like regular bratwurst, which are actually white, right?
Oh, there's a Greek restaurant, too. Grecian Tavern.
All right. Hey, this is actually a nice
little
town.
It's a nice
little
area.
Yeah, so I like the white bratwurst. I didn't really have it until I went to Berlin. I went to Berlin and went to Munich in Germany. But I also... The food is actually pretty good there, because they had all these white bratwursts and these things that I really enjoyed quite a bit. We're getting a little bit away from the fair now.
Yeah, we can turn around. I think this is the end of the main drag. I think we could go the other way, too. There's more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just want to get an idea of what's here. So, maybe we can come visit. Maybe someone else who's listening will come visit Lincoln Square if you live in Chicago.
Yes.
There's probably a lot of better places to go if you live in Chicago. If you're visiting Chicago, but if you live there and you're looking to branch out and try something new, there's the Bourbon Cafe, which probably just serves bourbon. And we have the Cafe des Cars.
Oh, Cafe des Cars.
With free internet service now.
Well, finally, we're seeing some unique cafes up here.
Yeah. And
no Starbucks in sight.
Yeah, I think I did a little search in Starbucks here when I map west of the area. Just to get an idea, because usually you can tell how gentrified an area is based on how many Starbuckses there are. We should cross the street. Herman Kahn's Way, the honorary, honorable. I'm a big on latte cafe, espresso bars.
I had a cafe latte this morning.
It looks like a nice place, but it looks closed. There's someone in there though. I don't really either.
I had one earlier.
Here's Franklin's. So anyways, there's all these different kinds of brats that I had while I was there. It was pretty good. I guess they're on beer too, but we'll let the interruption pass so I can.
There's a lot of international people.
Yeah, if we get away from the fair. But there's a lot of German in Germany, obviously, in Bavaria, south part of German, but also in Switzerland. There's a lot of people who speak German and French.
Austria.
And then Austria also, which they speak German there.
They speak a different German than the regular German people do.
Yeah, it's Austrian German.
And the regular Germans get mad when they don't speak.
And I think they speak some German in Hungary, but it's mostly... I think Hungarian is its own language. Is there?
Close.
That was I had the what do they call that cultural disconnect? Lost in translation. There's culture shock.
Culture shock.
When you don't know what's going on and it's just you can't
Cute
communicate at all.
Western boy out
in
the world.
I know. It's not like dropped in China or anywhere, but it was definitely foreign. if I came straight out of Jackson, Michigan, and you dropped me in Hungary. Bavaria, Hungary, I would have been totally lost. I wouldn't even know how to speak any English. Sprechen the Deutsch? No, you have to say Sprechen the English.
Sprechen.
Yeah, because that's English and I don't know any Dutch, which is German. But there's a language called Dutch also, which is like German.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, that's what I am. So I don't know if that means I'm German or
Dutch.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is the German festival. We're going to sign off and find some nice German dish. So we'll talk to you next time. We're back at the festival. Hey, hello.
The Weeknd.
We're in the festival facilities. We're in the big tent. We're just singing a song, and everyone's like, everybody here is a mug of beer. They're big too, like 20 ounces, right?
It's like 30, I think.
30 ounces, yeah. It has to be. Everybody has one too.
I know, one.
Yeah. This is Mayfest Chicago, but everybody's holding them and like swinging them around. They hold them in the air and swing them back and forth as they sing. It's all imported beer from Germany. We got a bunch of interesting characters on the stage. They have dark beer. Got a big guy with a big blue. So everyone just took a drink of beer, that's why they're just quieter. So everyone's just kind of like having a good time.
Yeah, go for it.
And it's a fun time. We got a stage with, they've been playing some yodeling music earlier. And everyone on stage has these weird hats. One guy's got like a gnome hat on that says Deutschland. And it's like a t-shirt over like a nice dress shirt. You got a lot of women who have like blouses with puffy sleeves, white blouse, and then they have like overall over it, like a blue denim corset with a skirt that goes down their ankles. And they just had the ceremonial cut the keg, and the alderman was here.
Tap the keg.
They call it cut, right?
I think it's a tap.
Tap the keg. It had a big, like, huge cork in it, right? It's like 1 gallon cork. And they pulled it out like a bottle of wine. Ceremonial, some guy in the suit.
I thought the brats were good.
The brats were good. It had some mustard that was pretty good. Sauerkraut.
Potato salad.
I can't believe how many people have this huge mug of beer. It's like $10.
I know.
It's not cheap. Cheap beer, but it's not cheap. But we had to have one just to try it. We just shared a little bit each, so we didn't have very much. And now everybody's like gathering around their band and they're dancing.
They're bobbing.
They're just bobbing their heads and playing a little merry-go-round. Everyone's got little kids on their shoulder. People are throwing their babies in the air, catching them.
Silly.
It's pandemonium. Crazy's enjoying the music too.
You might want to put your small wonder in your pocket.
Yep. My small wonder. I don't know, it's not a very good video opportunity.
What?
Not a very good video opportunity. We don't have a very good view. We just see a mass, I'm gonna say, of Germans all bouncing up and down.
It's all white people.
Yeah, it's all white Germans. Reminds me of some old tavern in the old country where you got a bunch of fat women serving beer to slobbery old drunks with huge beer bellies. Everyone's eating brats and happy. Interesting uniforms though, I like all the hats. That guy's groom is at least a meter long. Those little fuzzy things, and they all have the yodeling hats on with the suspenders and I don't know. There's a lot more people now than there were earlier. Right?
Yes.
I was going to talk about the Jews, but it's not appropriate.
No, I don't think that's appropriate.
It's So back to the German stuff. Ich bin mein speaker the English.
Ein, zwei, drei.
Ein, zwei, drei.
Der Arm und der Leg.
Danke schön.
Dwiddleweiss.
Blitzkrieg.
Apfelchaka.
I don't know, you win. I don't know any other German phrases.
Ich bin ein.
I always have ich in crossword.
Guten Tag.
Wittenberg. Strasshaus.
Strasshausen. Gursten.
Waterhosen.
Knockwurst. Bratwurst.
Venus Nistel.
Venus Nistel.
And all that jazz.
Chicken Snitzel.
Yeah. Brewski! Brewski!
That reminds me of the Mighty Ducks.
The what?
Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. Yeah, it's loud in here. I'll be happy if this turns out. So, we're about ready to pack it up, I think.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like the music's over. So anyway, this is the Mayfest in Lincoln Square, Chicago. Right?
No maypoles.
No maypole. I heard it said on Metro Vixen there was going to be a maypole and maypole dancing.
I can dance the maypole.
Yeah. Surprised you knew that. I've been to Germany before. I've been to Berlin and Munich.
You already
Munich.
Said that on the podcast.
Oh, really? You were in Frankfurt, were you?
I was in Strasbourg, near Germany. It was pretty German.
Strasbourg? Just for a layover?
No, I went there for a night, 2 nights.
Oh, that's right, you were.
It's really France, but it used to be part of Germany.
Was it German?
It was more German than it was French, even though it's in France.
Oh, was there anything interesting there that you saw?
I had a good bratwurst and some potatoes.
It's all about meat and potatoes there.
Yep. There was lots of accordion that went around.
Accordions are good. Lederhosen, suspenders, funny hats and whatnot, puffy blouse skirts. And
there's a lot of groups of men here together. I thought that was interesting. Like young,
really?
Young men.
Right, you're part of Lincoln Square, though. Oh, the polka music's back. So yeah, this is Live Chamber Bliss Podcast, live from Mayfest, Tracy and Wyatt. Danke, 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 say.
Peter
Hosen. Say your German phrases that you know with us. How do you say goodbye in German? Logo Gadget recorder. We're at the Gospel Music Festival. Because the German Festival's over. Actually, it's still going on, but it's over for us. We're down in Millennial Park. Listening to some gospel music. Tracy's bobbing her head. Yeah. Just kind of chilling now. Watching the crowd. They have a minor stage. They have a bunch of free concerts in Millennial Park every year.
Every weekend in the summer.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I was here last year.
I was here for the Latin music.
Yeah, I heard they have like dancing. The Buckingham Fountain for a little while earlier. Millennial Park is nice just to go for the afternoon. Chill out, walk around.
It's beautiful, 70 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, it's really sunny.
Blue skies.
A couple weddings just finished up. People out, pictures.
What does that make you think about?
We saw a white wedding. Made me think about birds. And we saw an Indian wedding. Guy with the head garb and
a white girl with a head garb.
White girl. She was all dressed up like she was Indian too. It's kind of funny. They're usually huge, but there's a couple people walking around the Art Institute, which is like the great museum on Millennial Park. Millennial Park and Grand Park is just like one big park.
Big, massive green space.
I just thought you'd enjoy some of the gospel music, so I just wanted to tune you in. Let you listen for a second. A song called Heaven. Some of these, a lot of these fans
are. I could go up on stage and sing too.
Seems like you could. Well, there's only like 20 people on stage and they're all singing. It sounds like Franklin.
They're a little bit better singers than I am.
Do you like Kirk Franklin?
Who's that?
Scott.
Scott?
He did know. Gospel Christian.
Can I get a DOP?
Stop, you did. I don't forget how it goes.
Oh.
Oh, God, keep doing this. Kirk Franklin when I get home. I like this. This is fun. It's kind of, it's a little bit hot in the sun, though, because no clouds or anything to block it. So definitely high tan wrist day. Do you have anorexia?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So I hope you're enjoying the Gospel Festival and every other festival there is in this town, and every block and every corner there's a festival in Chicago. That's why they call it garlic. That's what Chicago means, garlic. So, until next time, enjoy the gospel music. Listen, Yolanda Adams. CC Winans was last night, I guess. And Kirk Franklin, he's a personal favorite of mine. So, my life.
Is next. Doors open on the left at Lake.